It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A new survey finds that about half of New York voters believe that Muslims have the right to build a mosque near Ground Zero. But in the Quinnipiac survey, many people say that because the location is so sensitive, developers should build it somewhere else. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who has forcefully defended the Islamic Center proposed near the site of the World Trade Center, says that idea doesn't work.
The question will then become, how big should the no mosque zone be around the World Trade Center site? There's already a mosque four blocks away. Should it be moved?
Reporter Brian Reed went to see what else is in that neighborhood.
The area just north of the World Trade Center looks a lot like other New York City neighborhoods. There's a Starbucks, of course, and some Indian restaurants, a tobacconist, a strip club. There's a Christian Science reading room and some churches. And then there's this place of worship.
And you know what's the acronym stands for, OTB? R. Teresa Baptist.
Rick Brown's a lawyer who works in the neighborhood.
What does it mean? Explain what it means.
Well, that's the code word when you're at work and you don't want anybody to know that you're going to the OTB. Say, I'm going to church. R. Teresa Baptist Church.
Of course, what OTB actually stands for is off-track betting facility, where you can wager on horse races throughout the state. Brown says this was one of the first places to reopen after 9/11.
Everybody comes here. Politician, police, soldier, everybody. It's a solace in this sea of madness.
Less than a block away, members of the organization Cordova Initiative plan to build their own place of solace on the site of an old Burlington Coat Factory department store. It'll be called Park 51, the Islamic Community Center. It's become a mini tourist destination. Strangers stopping by actually get into heated arguments about it on the sidewalk.
There's one four blocks away.
So why I need another one right here?
The commotion doesn't bother Mo Abid. He used to go to an older mosque, Masjid Manhattan, that's just four blocks away from Ground Zero. But it got so crowded, sometimes people had to pray on the sidewalk. So he started coming here in the last year after he heard they'd be opening the storefront as an interim mosque. Before that, Abid says, no one ever raised a fuss.
Was there ever a protest after 9/11? Was there ever any kind of anything like this happen?
No. Like eyewitness for 9/11, like we escaped because our office is here. I never see anybody give us a hate look.
The other mosque has been in the area since 1970, and the people who run it appear to be keeping their distance from any controversy. Their phone number's out of service, and their website has a disclaimer. Please be advised that we are by no means affiliated with any other organization trying to build anything new in the area of downtown Manhattan. So far, critics seem to not know about Masjid Manhattan, or else they give it a pass. Solomon Baghdadi lives 5 minutes away from Ground Zero. I found him working out at the boxing gym next door to the OTB. He's an attorney, so he agrees that the people planning Park 51 have a right to put it wherever they want. It's just that amid all the apartment buildings and video stores and pizza joints, this neighborhood now has one defining feature that no other New York neighborhood has, a feature that wasn't there when the first mosque was founded, a big gaping hole where the World Trade Center used to be.
It's hard to do anything without really thinking about it because you see it. Even if it's for like, you know, a few seconds, you're mindful of it always.
Baghdadi says he'd feel a lot better about the Islamic Center if developers didn't build it so close to Ground Zero. Canal Street might be okay, he says. That's 14 blocks away. For NPR News, I'm Brian Reed.